Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Carol Masser. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
All right, well, two companies coming together, Coca-Cola and Ford, two iconic American companies, maybe that you wouldn't necessarily associate with one another, but the world's largest beverage company and the second largest U.S. automaker coming together to use plant bottle technology inside Ford cars. Scott Vitters is general manager of the plant bottle group at the Coca-Cola Company, and he joins us on the RingCentral phone line right here in New York City. Scott, great to have you here on Bloomberg Radio.
It's great to be here.
Hey, I got a chance to talk with you earlier today and also Amy Marentic, the group marketing manager over at Ford Motor Company, about your collaboration. Talk to us about, though, what's kind of at the heart of this collaboration. It's technology that you guys at the Coca-Cola Company have been using.
Yeah, it's how do we keep having great products that people love but have them with a lighter footprint on the planet? And so Coke's been advancing this exciting plant bottle technology that allows us to make plastics from plants but still keep all their great performance characteristics that people love. And we're excited as we've been building out that program to start to be partnering with others so that we can continue to get in further investment in the technology platform as well as obviously catalyze the greater environmental change through having others be able to use the technology.
Scott, what exactly is the technology?
Yeah, so we're taking natural sugars found in plants and able to replace the ingredients that traditionally have been made in plastics that have often come from fossil fuels. And by doing that, reducing our dependence on fossil-based materials as well as lowering the carbon impact. So we're making the same type of plastic, but instead of coming from a carbon source from dinosaurs, coming from carbon that's pulled out of the air naturally by plants.
What kind of plants do you use and how do you harvest this stuff?
Yeah, well, this is kind of the exciting part because it provides us with a lot of flexibility as we look to the future. Instead of being dependent on one source, we can get sugars from a variety of different places. It can come out of things like corn cobs or stalks or the waste of agricultural products. Today, we're using sugarcane and sugarcane waste from Brazil out of sustainability considerations, but we've got a lot
of. But don't you have to ship that all the way from Brazil?
Well, you do today, and actually in terms of one of our concerns early on was whether that would have a worse carbon impact, but in fact it was an improvement. And not only that, as we look to the future and being able to produce it in local markets around the world, we'll have sourcing of feedstocks within those local markets themselves. So we've got exciting partnerships, like I said, on rice waste or corn waste in different markets all around the world.
Let's also, you know, I earlier talked to Amy Marentic over at the Ford Motor Company. She's the group marketing manager, and she talked about specifically how they're taking this technology and making a material that can be used in Ford cars, and specifically one car right now, the Fusion Energy. So let's listen to Amy Marentic.
So on the headliner, on the seats, on the door panel, on the headrest, so any place that there's fabric in the car, we've used the plant bottle material.
All right, so they're using it all throughout the car, and again, this is the Fusion Energy. It's a plug-in hybrid. Amy talked to me about it's a car that gets 108 miles per gallon equivalent. You can drive it electric for about 21 miles, then it turns into a hybrid, and you can get about 6,210 miles out of this car. So him, you just plug it in like a cell phone, apparently. And they kind of felt like that because of all of what this car can already do, it made sense that the material belonged in this car initially first. So, Scott, how did you and the Ford Motor Company get together?
Yeah, we were actually, in terms of both, looking at different biotechnologies and ways to improve the environmental performance of our companies. We formed a technology collaborative together with some other industries to explore that. But as we were innovating within the plant bottle space, it only seemed natural given that they were using polyester, in this case within their cars. And I think a lot of people aren't aware of the fact that the same plastic that's used to make beverage containers is the polyester family that's used in your clothes or in a carpet or, in this case, in the car. And it seemed to make a lot of sense for us to begin partnering and exploring that opportunity together with them.
Scott, where is this made?
Yeah, so today, plant bottle resin, the plastic itself, is made in local markets around the world. So right now, if you're buying a bottle here in the United States, let's say a Dasani water that has plant bottle technology inside of it, it's made here in the United States. And to the point we're just making, in terms of looking at future feedstocks, in terms of the plants themselves, we look forward in terms of being able to source that locally as well in the future.
How else can you leverage this, Scott? Because I know you guys are also at the Coca-Cola company. You've worked with Heinz. You're now working with the Ford Motor Company. Just got about 20 seconds left here. Can you use it with other brands? Are you working with other companies to use it even further?
Yeah. So Heinz has been a great start, starting in 2011, looking within containers. This is the first step in terms of highlighting the flexibility of the technology within fibers. And really, it's endless in terms of looking at all the different ways that polyester touches our lives and different companies that we can work with. And we're excited as we grow the program to be partnering with others, perhaps in a new way from an innovation perspective, to be engaging different companies and working together to make a difference on behalf of the planet, but and also for our companies and the consumers that we serve.
Got it. Scott, thank you so much. Scott Vitters, he's general manager of the Plant Bottle Group at the Coca-Cola Company, joining us on the RingCentral phone line right here in New York City. And check out my Twitter feed at Carol Masser, and you can see the car that the Ford Motor Company, the Fusion Energy, is using this new technology and this new material. You are listening to Taking Stock on this Friday. I'm Carol Masser, my co-host Pim Fox, and this is Bloomberg Radio.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.